This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Security and Privacy in Your Car Act, yes, the Spy Car Act, was introduced in the United States Senate today. Among the things the bill is meant to do, according to its sponsors, is protect your car from being hacked, taken over, in other words, by people who aren't you, the driver. Andy Greenberg writes about what it's like to be in a car that's been hacked in the new Wired magazine. Andy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me here.
I will tell you what, man, this is a crazy piece. And you know how I knew that?
How did you know?
I knew it because right up in the top of the story, it has one of these hackers saying to you, no matter what happens, don't panic.
That should have been my cue to start panicking immediately, probably.
That's right. You volunteered as a guinea pig for this hacking a car experiment. Give me the bare bones here.
Right. So Charlie Miller and Chris Valasek are two security researchers, and for the last 3 years, they've been working on building what is called in the security industry an exploit, a tool to compromise an automobile from a wireless internet connection. They got me to drive this car on the highway. They didn't actually tell me what they were going to do. They just said, go ahead and drive on the highway, Andy. We'll demonstrate our attacks.
So let's run down those. You're driving 70 miles an hour on a highway outside St. Louis, and then what starts to happen?
So first, the vents just started blasting on full. I hadn't touched the dashboard at all, and like cold air is filling the car. Then the radio switched stations and started blaring at full volume on the hip-hop station. It was Ski-Lo, I believe. And then the two hackers appeared in an image on the dashboard screen.
Wow.
Then the windshield wipers started going back and forth and spraying wiper fluid, kind of obscuring my vision on the highway. And then they cut my transmission entirely. And I couldn't put the car in drive.
So you hit the gas pedal and nothing happened?
Right. The accelerator had been disabled, and the car just kind of slowed to a crawl. You know, there were cars piling up behind me. I did feel what it's like to have your car hacked.
They did this remotely. They did it wirelessly, right? Is that that's the big thing?
Right. They did it over the internet. So they could have done this anywhere on Sprint's network. These vehicles have a computer feature called Uconnect that uses Sprint's network to, you know, for navigation and entertainment. Every Uconnect from a certain year, the end of 2013, a little bit of the beginning of 2015, is potentially vulnerable. And they're suggesting that everybody go update their software immediately.
They're doing it, I guess, to prove a point, right? They're doing it because they can, but also they want to make sure everybody understands the vulnerabilities here with cars that are basically as connected as smartphones.
They say that their first priority is to inform the research community. But they also, I believe, are sending a message to the industry that this is a serious issue, that they need to start thinking about the fact that their cars have hackable bugs that they should be fixing, just like Google and Microsoft focus on every day. And also to consumers who need to know that some cars may be more hackable than others, and they need to hold the industry accountable, you know, with their dollars.
You called Chrysler, right?
Oh, of course.
And they said?
Well, to be clear, the researchers called Chrysler way back in October and have worked with them for months to release a patch, which Chrysler very quietly released with no explanation of what it was until, you know, until our story made clear that you have to install this to protect yourself from a serious attack. But I also called Chrysler, of course, and they said, you know, we take this kind of thing very seriously. Yeah. But they also made some kind of side glance remarks about Charlie and Chris, the hackers, saying we appreciate their work, but we don't want anyone to see a kind of how-to so that these attacks could be replicated by more malicious hackers.
Well, and in fact, these two guys are going to release most of their findings at a Black Hat Hackers Conference coming up, right?
That's right. They're actually publishing the code that they used for this attack, but they're leaving out one part to make sure that some teenage kid in his basement isn't going to start taking over thousands of vehicles on real highways.
Can't leave you hanging out there on the highway with the gas pedal not working and a semi-truck bearing up behind you. How did you get out of this mess?
Well, I couldn't hear them as they said this, but Charlie and Chris were, because of course the radio was blasting, but Charlie and Chris were telling me that all I had to do was restart the vehicle. So the first time it didn't work, which was even more unnerving, but eventually, you know, it's true that even for your car, you can solve these problems just by turning it off and on again.
Turn it on again, that's right. Andy Greenberg is a senior writer at Wired Magazine. Andy, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.